My name is Michelle Vidush. I have a bachelor's degree in biology from the University of Houston and a master's degree in plant science from the University of California. I'm currently employed by the University of Texas at Austin as a research associate in the protein microanalysis facility of the Institute for Cellular and Molecular Biology. I am also the mother of two children who attend public school in the Pflugerville School District. I testified last year at the social studies textbook hearings, and I was shocked as I somewhat am now that some of the board members apparently choose to ignore both the recommendations of the committee of experts that was assigned the duty of reviewing the textbooks by the TEA and by experts who testified at the first hearing. For example, if you read the testimony, people or experts in the field, such as Dave Hillis, were asked essentially no questions. People from other places would go on for pages and pages. This seemed to be leading in a certain direction. Also, and by experts I mean scientists who have published in peer-reviewed journals, not those who use the controversy and publicity to sell their non-peer-reviewed books to the non-scientific public. Some members of the board seem to feel that they would rather promote their own personal understanding of a subject, even in areas in which they have no expertise, rather than let the review committee decide what our children should learn. The board was warned in 1995 by the state attorney general to discontinue this practice, but apparently still it continues. The board has heard, and I will reiterate, there is no controversy among the mainstream scientific community as to whether or not evolution is a fact. Evolution is most simply the change in the frequency of a gene in a population over time. This is an observable fact. The only debate revolves around the mechanisms involved in causing this change. A scientific discussion of that topic would be well beyond the scope of most secondary school textbooks. Whole classes at the university level are devoted to this subject. And also, discussions on the mechanism of how something occurs is not what I would consider a weakness. School textbooks are supposed to cover the current status of scientific understanding, to introduce ideas that have not been peer-reviewed or given a chance for the mainstream scientific community to really view. It has no business in a textbook. While I did not have a chance to study the textbooks in detail, I accept the decision of the scientific committee that reviewed the textbooks and of my educator friends who tell me that all of the books deserve to be adopted in the form that was approved by the review committee. From my experience at the social studies hearings, I understand that backdoor negotiations with publishers may be occurring even before the hearing process has concluded, and the current text may differ from the original. I have also included some easily accessible references on the reverse side of my testimony, should any board member wish to read them. America is already falling behind the rest of the world in the sciences. We should not handicap our children further by turning their science education into a baseless discussion.